Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're a fan of Dead Men Talking, then why not check us out on tour? We are doing a tour in May. We are going to be in Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, London and Leeds. You can find tickets over at deadmentalkpod.com. It's going to be Rob Mulholland doing stand-up, and it's going to be me, Freddie Quinn, doing stand-up as well. And we'd love to see you come. We're going to have a chat with you all. We're going to have a drink. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to do some great dark fucking comedy, and it's going to be an amazing night. So head over to deadmentalkpod.com and grab your tickets while you still can.
I've done a photo shoot with this guy and introduced him to a guy called One-Eyed Jack.
Hang on, how did he lose his eye?
He hasn't lost an eye. Talking about that.
It was the rear eye, correct.
One eye, Jack. It's like auditioning to be a pirate. One eye, Jack.
But One Eye Jack was really helpful because he was like, you should film your own first porno in case you ever become like big or like you want to sell it. So I was like,
for posterity, you see.
So don't get spunk in your eye. Film your first porno and hide it under a big X.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking. Joining me today, instead of Rob Mulholland, is co-host for the show, comedian Phil Chapman.
Hello.
Woo! Hey!
And I'm here with big fat cunt Freddie Quinn.
Oh. Because you listen to this already, you already know to do that, don't
I
you?
I promised Rob.
Did you?
Yeah, he texted me from Australia and was like, make sure you call him a fat cunt.
From
right the
across
start.
The world.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking prick. What a prick. I hate him. I fucking hate him. And joining us is porn star and OnlyFans model and amazing human being. I don't know why.
You're like, what else can I say? That's it.
Exactly. Well, I thought just putting porn star, and then I was like, well, no one wants, maybe she doesn't just want to be known as a porn star. And so I put OnlyFans on,
yeah.
And then I was like, you've got to think of something else. Yeah, and then I put amazing human being, like those three were separate, and then I just fucking panicked at CLMA.
I like we've not just spoke for 5 minutes. You don't know, I could be evil. Thank you. I'm having to be looking at one of these cameras, by the way. I'm like...
if you look at that one there, the one that's pointing straight at you.
Yeah, it makes sense.
How are you? You've come all the way from Newcastle.
I have, yeah. And I was here... this area the other week as well, or the day summer. Getting used to this drive now.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice one, isn't it?
Well, the M62's a pain in the arse, isn't it?
It depends what you get stuck behind. This is not the conversation I thought we'd have. Yeah. I didn't think that we'd open.
Coming up next, weather.
Do you know what? When we had Rebecca Goodwin on, Barry Dodds, who listens to this podcast all the time, he bumped into Rebecca.
Really?
And he panicked and he didn't know what to say and he ended up leading with, "I'm a big fan of your work."
Where did he bump into her at?
About Have a Word Arena show.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it was like supermarket or something.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever said to you? Just sort of...
Just in person thing.
Do you bump into them in the wild?
Yes, unfortunately, quite a lot. I bumped into one in Ibiza, and obviously you can imagine the fettle I was in. He's like, "Shall we get a selfie?" And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
that
shit.
That photo's haunting me to this day. I was like,
just getting it off your tits. Yeah.
In the middle of Space Ibiza at the time. Then I would stay with them and have a drink and, you know, a little mini session with them. They're probably thinking, she's weird as fuck.
Unfollow. Okay, sweet. I don't know what to do. Do you ever get it when people recognise you from comedy?
Yeah, occasionally.
I never know what to do, mate. I always think it's really weird.
I'm all just like, thanks.
I
don't know what else to say.
I always feel more awkward.
Yeah.
Than
what will they say to you though? Just like, oh yeah. Oh.
Sometimes it depends how they know me. So sometimes if they know me from this, I will just get, and I have had this before in public, whilst out, someone just shouting "big fat cunts" at me, which is like,
that wasn't a fan. That was a lollipop lady. Just a van driving past. That'd be before he started standing.
Drive by fat phobia. That's nice.
I'm only known from this podcast. I'm only known by very few people. But when they do know me, they only know me as Not Gay Tom, which is very weird when I'm with my girlfriend and people just shouting, "Not Gay Tom." It makes me sound really homophobic.
Have you got a gay Tom?
We did have a gay Dave, our producer, who lasted one episode and then left.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we also because he was going to sit there, we made up loads of Westboro Baptist Church signs to put around him to make him feel, you know, like the...
Yeah.
And he lasted one episode. Retrospectively, we should have eased him in a bit more. Yeah.
How can he lasted one episode?
What?
How can he lasted one episode? What do you do then? You just have to be like, right, unfortunately, he's left us now.
We said he died.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah. He's dead. Yeah. He is. Yeah. He's dead to you.
Yeah, he's dead to me.
What
yeah.
of?
Don't say it.
Just watched It's a Sin, that's all. Sometimes people shout, "Who the fuck is that guy?" at me, which is like a have a word thing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I get recognised because I used to do a football show called Stretford Paddock, right. Which is like a Man United thing, where I was deeply unpopular.
You?
Stopped. Yeah, who'd have
no
thought?
Way.
And then sometimes it's just from comedy, but usually you can tell by the... Basically, you can tell by the level of abuse that I get.
By the level of disdain they approach you with.
Yeah, I know.
Do people ask for autographs still these days? Or is that like a 1990s
nope.
thing?
Selfies,
autographs
though,
have got it. Selfies.
Yeah. Oh my God,
selfies.
I'm so behind with the
Sticky
times.
On. It's not even like a proper... They don't even put it on the Instagram feed. They just put it on the story and then you're done.
Yeah.
I'll have this for a whole day.
Yeah. 24
30
hours
days if I look in the archive. It is weird getting selfies with celebrities, I think. Like, if you see, like, Katie Price in Starbucks, you think, I'll get a picture. It's not really, like, a memory. It's just...
I love Katie Price as your first celebrity you fought with there.
Well, I bet she gets a lot of selfies.
I thought that as well when he was like, Katie Price and Starbucks. It was like an improv.
Yeah.
Katie Price in... a coffee shop.
Exactly. If you saw Katie Price in a coffee shop, I bet she'd get like 10 selfies. But it's not like an achievement for the person that they saw him. It's just like they were just in the same place.
If you saw Katie Price in a coffee shop, would you ask for a selfie?
No, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. It's weird that people do it.
I don't think anyone would nowadays.
I think they would.
Yeah, I think they would. Mate, I getting did. That Instagram filter out. Come on, let's get a little kick.
Oh, the one with cute written all over your face.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I get that all the time after gigs, people doing the makeup one. You know the makeup filter?
Really?
So it looks like I've got
Danny Dean, he had eyelashes on. I was like, fuck, it's going on. Yeah.
I've not met Danny D yet. I really want to. But I have seen his cock on several occasions and it terrifies me.
I reckon the last 30 times we've spoke, you've mentioned Danny D's cock.
I'm obsessed with it.
He's got quite a friendly cock for such a large cock. It's very inviting.
What do you mean a friendly?
Like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, it's just like... A really nice, a really
I call
nice
my dick
cock.
Slimer.
Oh, God. I don't think I want to know why.
What makes a friendly cock?
Winks at you?
It's not very, even though it's so large, it's nice to work with. It's not like, you know, an aggressor.
Oh, really?
Is that, it's quite nice to get into. Because it's so big, it's got a lot of different texture to it. From the tip to the shaft.
What, it's got different, what, like a third of it's like ribbed?
Well, some guys you'll go with, they'll have like proper demon dicks. Like, you know where they're so hard, they're like bricks. But
yeah,
Issa's
yeah,
got
yeah.
like a nice tone to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I have heard the opposite from previous previous guests who've said that the hardness of it is the best bit. Like, like they'd rather have a smaller, harder dick than a bigger, more floppy text.
I'm not sure if they've had 12-inch cocks in them. They might think differently.
Well, oh, I think she has.
Oh, I think she has.
This is basically Freddie bringing up Rebecca Quinn. This reminds me of, like, when you get in a new relationship and you keep bringing up your ex.
Do you know what it is? I think if it's too hard, I like something with a bit of, like, his is a solid cock, but it's yeah. just not, like... You can still move it, like you can ram it down your throat and in your arsehole. It's not so hard. I've had guys where you can't do anything because it's too hard. You're like, get down, you cunt.
Really?
Yeah. Or what? You have to go 69 to get them down your mouth because there's no flexibility.
What do you do in that situation then? If you're working with a dick that's just like a fucking piece of wood, like a doorstop of a cock, you're like...
You've just got to do what you can with it. Just really? Ram it in. Maybe beat it a little bit so it softens.
Slap it a bit. Slap one of the balls.
Jab him in the ribs.
Little uppercut, something like that.
Do you reckon get harder?
We've got a lot of videos like that. Do you reckon that's what's happening there? The people are really into getting kicked in the balls because the dicks are too hard.
Yeah. How long have you been doing porn for now?
It's my 10-year anniversary in September.
What are you doing for it? What are you
doing? I
don't
know.
Did you get a testimonial?
Paul Scholes is going to fuck.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of celebrities.
Paul Scholes is going to be sucking your toes.
I'm open to ideas, so maybe not that one.
Oh, mate, so 10 years in porn. You have to do like a 10-year, like, you know, like a proper anniversary.
I know, but I'm thinking, what? I've done a lot now.
A decade?
A decade. Like decade. What did consist
well, like
of?
Live Aid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Were you getting fucked to raise money for Africa? Bob Geldof pumping up your fanny. Give us your fucking money. Okay, all right. Okay, what could you do for your 10 years? Maybe you could like recreate some of your most popular stuff. What's been your most popular stuff?
Oh God, they're always so seedy and horrible. It's always like everyone loves Bend Over, everyone loves Fake Taxi. I'm not even sure if Bend Over's alive.
So I can't be recreating that. So I watched a bit of the Fake Taxi.
Research purposes.
Purely for research purposes.
Very much watched a bit.
About 4 seconds worth, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I just before they turn the meter on. No, I don't. I make it a point of never masturbating over any guests, Phil. I watched a bit because I'm obsessed with Fake Taxi. And
do you like John?
I'm obsessed. Well, I tell you what,
obsessed with John.
No. I tell you what, I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with the sexy reasons that they have to come up with.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the taxi. So it's like I'm just doing Zumba with my lesbian friends. Do you know what I mean? It's never like I'm off to do the big shop at Farm Foods. You know what I mean?
What was your excuse for?
I think I was going to the airport because I had a big suitcase with me. So I'm like, fuck it, we'll just bring it in. But I've done like 7 of them, so I don't know what my excuses were. I'd have to have a little look.
Is it Fake Taxis?
7 Fake Taxis.
And you still don't pay your fare.
Yeah. I know, but I never learned. it doesn't always work in taxis. I've tried it a few times, they kick you out.
You can pay on your card now, you know.
Smash your phone up. That's broke as well.
You not heard of Uber?
No. Uber fucks.
Is there only one Fake Taxi? Or is there loads?
No, I did it with a couple of taxi drivers. So there used to be the main guy, John Bishop.
Right.
No.
Is that his name?
Welcome to my taxi. Today, I'm picking up Sienna Day, who's not got the correct fare.
I think that could be the 10-year special.
Oh, my goddess.
Actual John Bishop, yeah.
And then there's female Fake Taxi. And
there was
then,
a female Fake Taxi?
Yeah, Rebecca Moore, she was a driver. And I think Ava Austin might have been.
Really?
Yeah, Rebecca's a mine. Female Fake Taxi is really popular because obviously she's a horny predator.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the names of porn stars.
Yeah.
I just...
Big Titted MILF.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, yeah.
Doesn't narrow it down, does it?
Yeah, she's been in loads.
So Sophie Cock Destroyer.
Sophie Cock Destroyer.
Her friend,
that's nominative determinism, isn't it?
I think I'd remember that name.
Well, and the Cock Destroyer's not been on it yet.
No, the Cock Destroyer's... Wait, is that a real thing, there's Cock Destroyers?
Wait, it was. They're dead now, like Gear Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they left
like
the industry.
Like dead to you, or...?
They just left each other.
They left each other? Yeah. God, that must be a difficult breakup, mustn't it?
I know, I'm not sure.
Is there people that get turned on by someone saying they're a Cock Destroyer? Because that's the last thing I want to happen.
I think it was bigger than the gear industry.
Really? Well, I disagree with you. I like the cock destroyer. I think it depends what sort of sex you're into.
Yeah. I like my penis being intact at the end of it, though.
Oh, no, I like to do damage to everything around. I'm a human wrecking ball.
But it sounds like your cock's being destroyed.
Do you like
is what
to
I'm
be
saying.
Damaged?
No, I want there to be a trail of destruction
for the Slimer. Yeah, Slimer destroys.
Exactly. That's why they call me the Slimer, baby. I would have sex in it to look like a hurricane has just been in, just smashing everywhere. Do you know? I don't like. You know, tentative. You know, sort of
vanilla.
Like,
no yeah. one likes oh, no. that. It's 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I just don't want my penis to be destroyed at the end of it. I want it to be able to go again.
But how do you know if you've done a good job?
Because everyone's happy. No one's crying. I've not been arrested.
I can just imagine you lying in bed after sex at that moment and just you going, is everyone happy?
Can I get your water, towel? Yeah.
Tell you what, my cock
breath
is...
Breath mint.
My cock's very happy. Yeah, yeah. There we go, he's I'm happy.
Inspecting it for yeah. damage.
Still
like
intact.
Like you do with it when you rent a car. Walk round the cock at the start to make sure there's no scratches.
Yeah. Banjo still attached.
So you'd been doing porn 10 years. What made you get into it?
Do you know what? I think there was a couple of reasons, really. I was at uni. Do you know what? I was studying at uni, religious studies and philosophy.
Fuck
it
off.
Leeds Trinity.
Yes. I went to Leeds Trinity.
Did you?
Yeah, it's only little, isn't it?
Yeah. What year did you go?
I started in 2007.
Hold on.
And I left in 2010.
I don't know what year I was there. It might be in 2012 I was there. Hold on, hold on now.
How old are you?
I can't do this math.
Well, that makes sense if it's your 10-year anniversary.
So you're 31?
Yes.
Okay.
What a cunt about to say that.
Okay. So you would have gone to uni...
I think 2012. Okay. I started porn in 2013, so it must have been the year before. Didn't like buying the cheap bread and the cheap beverages and stuff.
So what made you do religious studies?
I just always really liked it, you know.
What, like God?
Love God.
God, who doesn't love
it? It was
God.
Like religion and philosophy, but the class was a little bit weird, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But one of the lads I went there with, and we did theology with, he's one of my biggest fans now. He retweets everything.
Oh, really?
Hey, Gary.
I did philosophy at A level, and then I went to take it at university as well. And I thought it was going to be like, right, okay, really getting into the stuff. I was really into, this is so boring, but I was really into... So I took English language, but I was really into like Wittgenstein and like language in practice and stuff like that. And I was like, right, okay, I'm going to take it at university. It's going to be dead good. But I went to like a dog shit uni.
Where'd you go?
I went to the University of Central Lancashire.
Oh, God. So, that doesn't even sound appealing.
It's not
appealing. What a waste of UCAS points.
It is not. You don't need UCAS points. I got in with Nectar points. That's how shit that place is.
I went to Leeds Trinity. I thought I was going to Leeds Uni, so like the proper one. So I turned up on the first day at Leeds Uni and I couldn't find my halls. And it turned out I'd gone to the wrong one.
There's three unis, isn't there? There's Leeds Uni, Leeds Trinity,
and Leeds Met.
Leeds Met.
Yeah, yeah. And Leeds Trinity is like the proper shit one.
Well, that's literally why you're right.
And it's proper Catholic and it's tiny. It's in Leeds, where they do Emmerdale.
But
because nobody who goes to the uni of Leeds mistakes their own uni for a different uni.
No. Yeah. They shouldn't have really let me in after they found that out.
I bet they get loads of Leeds Trinity students like, is this the right one?
They're like, oh, there's another dumb one.
I bet they put stickers on the floor to go to your university.
To be fair, at the time, it was part of the uni, but on all the things it says Leeds Trinity. But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it wasn't a great start.
So, so how come you got into it then? You did religious studies.
Yeah, so I had a boyfriend at the time. He's like, you're very horny. I think we should look at different things. You know, why don't we go see a sex therapist? I've done a few questionable things at this point.
So this was like 18, 19?
1920. Yeah.
And your boyfriend at night, was he the same
21.
Age? Was he the same
no,
age?
No, he was a little bit older, but basically one time we went out together and it ended up having a foursome with three of his pals. This was before him. And he was like, yeah, I think you're a bit horny. Why don't you go see a sex therapist? I went and seen her. I thought, don't like her at all. She's very, very cold. So then I thought, right, next step, obviously porn.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was young. That's like how your thinking goes. That didn't work. What's other things? I thought, right,
let's do the opposite.
I'm going to monetize. I don't want to be a slut
also,
for free.
As well, like, Well done to that ex-boyfriend for turning a positive and turning it into a problem. Do
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've got a beautiful 21-year-old sex-obsessed girlfriend. Yeah. How can we fix this? Like, you fucking
this
idiot.
This woman is too horny.
I've got too much money in the bank. Ugh. Fucking idiot. What is he doing?
Yeah.
So he made you see a sex therapist. You didn't like that. Yeah. And you were like, fuck. Because, yeah, if you're going to shag, get paid
That's
to shag.
That's what I thought, right, this car, I don't want to be, you know, one of the town bikes. I thought, I'm just going to start getting paid for it. So I started researching. When I was at my desk, I kept getting Ian ethics exactly. in fucking philosophy. I thought, why am I so bad at ethics? And then, yeah, so I started researching into it, and everything I found on Google was US based. There was nothing UK. So I'm like a little hound, you know, Google, Google, Google.
Yeah.
YouTube had this agency on there, so I messaged them. I was like, hello, I want to be a porn star. Can you help me?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, get your flight booked and come over. We'll represent you. So I did that. I read a couple of books and stuff about this girl who's really depressed and porn ruined her life. And I thought, that's for me. Great.
Wow.
Let me get a bit of that. and
is
then,
that like, you know, when you go to get an abortion and they make you listen to the heartbeat?
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
You want to be a porn star, you've got to read this book.
Yeah. But it was good because it gave
it's
me like...
a 48-day waiting period.
Yeah. And as it gave me like things about their rates and AVNs and that. So I got a bit of information from this woman's depression and, you know, sad life story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, went over there and did that. But you know the weird thing? I'd done a photo shoot with this guy and introduced him to a guy called One-Eyed Jack.
Hang on, how did he lose his eye?
He hasn't lost an eye. Talk about yeah,
it was the rear eye, correct.
One-Eyed Jack. It's like auditioning to be a pirate. One-Eyed Jack.
But One-Eyed Jack was really helpful because he was like, you should film your own first porno in case you ever become like big or like you want to sell it. So I was like...
For posterity, you see.
So don't get spunk in your eye. Film your first porno and hide it under a big X.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you sell treasure chests if you... Yeah. Make a map with where to find it in case you ever lose it.
Well, funnily enough, I did fucking lose it. And so I was like, great, you can film it, because he was a videographer, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got this Newcastle lad. I was like, right, let's all meet. I'm flying from Heathrow in the morning. Let's go to the hotel room. Obviously, I'd never done porn before. I didn't realise I need STI testing. So I was like, fuck, better use a condom. But anyway, that's coming so much handy now, years later, for OnlyFans. I was like, thank you, One-Eyed Jack.
Yes. Yeah. He was a pioneer, One-Eyed Jack. Yeah.
Is that because he was... one arm and the camera.
His
depth perception would have been off of filming stuff.
I think I think the one eye is like a secret source of life.
Oh, like a
mystery ball. What's it called? Those things where people see the future.
Magic eight ball.
No, you idiot. A
crystal ball.
Crystal ball. A magic eight ball where people see the future.
Yeah, it tells you the future.
I mean, not accurately.
It's uncanny.
I messaged him afterwards. Did you use a crystal ball or a magic eight ball?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference, really?
Yeah, Magic 8 is more piratey, so yeah, I think we'll go with the Magic 8.
I think it's more useful, a Magic 8 Ball, because everyone can use one. Whereas Crystal Ball, it's only people who claim they can see in it, innit? Like, if I looked in a Crystal Ball, I don't know what's what.
Can't read the ball.
what we're talking about. So, 10 years you've been doing it, thereabouts. I mean, I had a little look online, and you've done a fair bit.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite thing that you've done, and your least favourite?
Oh, well. Favourite? Oh, there's been loads of good ones. Sometimes you won't realise you're actually having so much fun on set till the end, because some of the fun ones have been absolute torture when you're there. But you're having such bonding and such crack with, like, your colleagues. Like, there was one guy, he used to fly out to Barcelona, gorgeous location, get you into makeup at 6 a.m. in the morning. By fucking 4 p.m, you started shooting. You'd be like, where's your makeup gone? It's like, well, I'm in 30 fucking degree heat.
Yeah.
And he was... He actually had an abscess on his arsehole. So he was...
wow.
He was directing from the bath and he was just covering himself up with a little flannel like, Sienna, come in here. So I'd have to go and take direction off a man in a bathtub with an abscessed arsehole with a little flannel covering up his dick.
Wow. That's Brown-Eyed Jack.
But like, once like that, you would actually have so much fun on because it was just such chaos. You were like, what the fuck is going on with this mayhem?
Was he the guy you were shooting with?
He's the director.
But why was he naked?
because his abscess was hurting him, so he's in the bath.
Oh, right.
He
oh,
was
right,
so yeah, abscess yeah. arse over flannel over him, so I couldn't see his cock because it was unprofessional.
Right. Yeah. That's the last thing that you want to do on a porn shoot. See two cocks.
Yeah.
He sat like you with his little computer on a stool. He'd be in the bath, flannel. He'd shout you in, like, I'd give me a bit of direction. Then I'd trot off back to the stunt cock.
I think I'd need more than a flannel. At least a face towel.
I need a serviette. Yeah. What's the worst ones you've done?
Oh, worst one is you're actually going to die at this. It's called cinematic erotica.
What?
You would fucking hate it. It's not Slimer style.
It's not Slimer.
Well, it doesn't destroy you. It destroys your soul.
I've already talked before about what one of my favourite ones to watch. And I forgot the name of it, and I described it. And then when the podcast went out, I had 20 messages from people.
Who was
going,
it?
It's called Ultimate Surrender. And I just mentioned it once. It was like UFC style, like, it was like they grapple and fuck each other.
Right.
And I liked it.
Women and men, or men or women and women?
Just women, women.
Oh, okay.
Women and men would be grappling.
Yeah.
That's got a different vibe.
It'd just be kind of a man raping a woman, though, wouldn't it, in a way?
I think I'd prefer that to the girl. Girl's a bit boring, isn't it?
It's a
classic. It's very much your teenage wanking style, girl.
Well, this is what I was. I remember being into it. I hadn't watched it in years. But what I liked about it is it was porn, and also I could have a cheeky bet with myself about who'd win. And I just kind of, it fed into the gambling addict in me, where I was like, oh, I'll tell you what, the blue's got bigger thighs. That's going to help a ground game. Yeah,
look, do you know at the reach. What? Do you not think it was staged, though?
Do you reckon? Oh, if it was fixed, I'd never watch this again. Oh, that's bullshit.
Freddie's going to bet 365.
We're going to have to pull the video up, I think, so we can have a little look.
I think we've watched it on a previous one, haven't we?
What was your cinematic erotica?
Basically, it comes out drop dead gorgeous. I'm not going to name it because I'm going to slander them on a podcast.
Yeah, but I bet it's like a woman like you, like dressed in like a white sheath, looking out over a really beautiful sunset.
Worse,
like,
you're soaking fucking wet because they like use like dark looking fucking visual effects and that. So everything's very shadowy. You can't spit. You can't be too not noisy. You can't be too loud. You have to be very like.
Oh, really?
And it's for fucking hours. And it's like all a lot of soft porn. Soft porn is the worst because it's no actual sex, but just acting like you're having sex, but acting like you're having slow, boring sex.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, like 20-hour days.
Oh, that sounds shite.
I cried. I was like, I want to go home.
Is that like the porn for women? The ones that...
Yes, exactly. They
need
fucking
a bit more
feminists.
Story.
Yeah, they need a little bit more because men are a bit more like, oh, tits.
Done.
It's just more art, isn't it? I'm not into art. Like, I've had like 3 guys at a time, 10 guys, fine. You're in there 2 hours, boom, 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 shag, shag, gone.
Yeah.
This. And then they're so tight as well. They wouldn't even get you like a water on set or food. This guy's just like running around like a maniac. Like, this is terrible.
Well, do you know what? I'm like you then, because I'd rather be fucked by 10 men than have a shower. That's what I'm saying. So I can't stand faff.
Yes.
And that's what it
so
feels like.
Faffy.
Is
long
faff.
Faffy.
When you because look, if I was if I was you. And I knew that I had 10 dicks to suck and then I was going home, then I'd be like, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, right, I've got to get them done and then I'm fucking off
you
home.
You take 5 at a time.
Exactly. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just all over them, not to that music.
Hand piping the cocks. It's like the Blue Men group.
But when it's like, oh, right, okay, we just want to fit, you don't know how long you're going to be there for. And that's what pisses me off, when it's just needless faff. And this is why I couldn't be a porn star.
But do you know what? Sometimes that's the problem you have when guys can't get wood. So I was doing a DP scene one time with 2 guys. I'm usually...
Double penetration double for penetration. Those that aren't in the know.
Someone
do you think anyone that teaches men isn't
well
versed in
porn? Ask me what CNC means, I fucking know. It's consensual, non-consensual.
Oh, right.
It's when it's like, let's rape me, but you're not really, but it looks like you are.
I think I've seen a female with a surrender and the CNC scene.
This is a comedy podcast. Please don't look at my computer. I'm into all sorts. I'm just grateful to be a part of the team. Do you know what I mean?
Team player.
I'm just grateful to be having a go. you know.
So this one guy, usually I will fluff a guy and I'll give him a little helping hand, you know.
Fluff a guy.
Bit of encouragement, pre-scene, okay. No problem. But when there's two, you can't really do that because what happens is it's like up, down, but one's up, one's down. And then you're worn out before you're seen. So this guy was like, can you get suckers off? And I was like, no, sorry. And so I was just like pottering about, doing my own thing, prepping the ass. And I was like, no, I can't. So that obviously dented his ego and that was it.
Really?
Yeah, and then he had to go wank off for ages. You're like, fuck me. And then because I didn't want to upset the other guy, I'd be like, oh, suck him off, then suck him off, then suck him off, then suck him off. And then by the time the scene starts, I'm like, fuck me, I can't do anything.
Wait, so...
You need
so
to preserve your energy.
Did I get that right, that like before the scene starts, in order to keep the dicks hard, you'll do a bit of... some.
Well, you don't have to, you know, it's not in the contract, but you know, you want a nice chemistry, a little bit of a snog, a little bit of a... yeah. Finger or a suck, you know, it's just nice bit of work.
It's
you know
like
what I mean?
Having a few 30 yarders before football.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spending a few free kicks.
Yeah. You're basically
going in net, aren't you?
I'm a team player.
Doing that thing where they do the high knees.
Yeah.
Try and head the ball.
That day I was up for your high knees, definitely right. Not. So the guy flopped, that was a disaster. But the scene came out so good in the end.
I never knew that because I would, again, I'd be too... what's the word? I'd be too embarrassed to be like, hey, listen, you know you're going to stick this in your mouth in a minute anyway. Might you do it just now, just because?
Usually, if the girl is comfortable, you'd approach the man, you know, do a little bit of a... Right. Because when the guy says it to you, you're a bit more like, mm.
Yeah.
But have you ever had it then when you've gone over and you've looked at a dick and you've gone, do you know what? That looks like it's got a lot of texture to it. I can't wait to have that inside my mouth. Yeah. And then you've gone over to the guy and you've gone, oh, yeah, you know what, we're filming in a minute. Do you want me to just give it a little noshy-nosh? And the guy's gone, nah, you're all right, love, don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, guys that don't like it will usually go off to a room by themselves and wank. So, like, that's your indication. Don't approach me.
Right.
Do you not just...
Some men don't want you to touch them till the scene. They're really? There for a job. Yeah.
That's fucking prop. That's proper work.
Because
ethic,
you know, they're in the zone and they need to. They might, if they don't porn for a lot of years as well, they might have to think of a certain things to get them going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
They're the Roy Keynes of porn, yeah. Aren't they? They're like they're here to do a job.
Yeah.
In the zone.
Like in the tunnel at Highbury. Yeah. Patrick Vieira's there.
No messing about. Yeah. I'm here to do a job.
Going in two-footed because you pissed them off.
She'll never work again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ruined Alfinger Harland's porn career. That was such a niche reference. Okay. I just never knew that, so that's kind of baffling to me. Do they not just take fucking like Viagra and just have a...
But you can inject your dick too.
No.
With Viagra?
I'm not meant to say this because it's a bit like, you're not meant to say this, but I love injectors, I do.
You do?
Yeah, they just get the job done. But obviously, like, a lot of guys are against it because it's not natural. All guys...
I don't think that's the reason that they're against it. I think it's injecting your cock. Yeah. I think that's...
Well, even taking Viagras, all porn stars should take Viagras, really, unless they're, like, superhuman, because you have to stay hard for, like, an obscene amount of time, really. Like, who the fucks for, like, 45 minutes or 2 hours? And you've got to get wood, and it's not, like, good on everyone on set for everyone to be waiting for you up and down with you in an erection. You've just got to stay solid for the full duration. So if you take Viagra, it usually happens. But some guys will get, like, headaches and that from it. But if you've done porn for a long time, you'll just start injecting your penis so it's just solid as a rock. You're not even horny. You just walk around with a big 10-inch hard dick. I'm like, yes.
Wow.
And where did they get this?
Asking for
a friend. Yeah,
no, I'm asking for me. I'm asking for me.
The destroyer. The destroyer's coming to terms with that.
Yeah, he's going to be a right cock destroyer now. He's got his injections.
Actually, like a hurricane. I'll have to find out for you, actually. Obviously, I don't buy it.
I'm just thinking of sponsors for the podcast.
We had a VPN sponsor for a while. That's as close as we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any porn that you haven't done that you want to do?
I want to do some stuff in America. It's not like a little niche as such, but I like the Evil Angel stuff, the oily stuff, like some more.
What's the Evil
Angel?
What's
DP.
The Evil Angel stuff?
It's just more like Gonzo. That's like I've done that type of porn for, but that's just like a brand, if you get me.
Okay.
Like if you want to wear Nike and Adidas type thing. So okay. I've done that stuff for like Cum Laude on that, but I'd like to do it for like this company. Because okay. It's really nice. It's like oiled up ass, bright bikinis, big shot to the penetration.
Okay.
So is it like brazzers? Like
yeah.
Like,
but a bit more hardcore.
Right, okay. Yeah.
That's actually kind of lovely that it's like, I just, like, not that you'd want to do a specific type, but just like, I just want to work with these people.
Yeah, they're really nice. Jules Jordan, he does gorgeous stuff.
Oh, that's good. Have you got, here's a question, personal life, have you got a partner? And if so, do they mind you doing this sort of work?
I don't have one at the minute, but one of my exes was tipping me on OnlyFans the other night. It's mad.
Wow, that's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's more odd because the bastard was so fucking tight when we were together. He didn't get me a Diet Coke and always sent me 300 quid to see me for Black Coke.
Wow.
How the tables turn.
Wow.
I know.
That's insane.
Ah,
it's insane that you tip that once.
I get with proper porn addicts, mate. Like, they go with like the fantasy and then they love seeing me with loads and loads of dicks.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like today.
Hello.
Like today.
Yeah.
They'd be like, come on, get the cocks out.
What? How do you do on OnlyFans? What's how big is it?
It's good. So I have a paid page and a free page.
Okay.
So I'm in the top 0%, and that is my main income now.
Top
0%? So porno, yeah. So we have like, obviously, a big percentage, and zero is like the top number.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's like my main income now, and porn's just like a little, like an edited advertisement type thing, or just because I like doing it. Porn doesn't pay as well as OnlyFans, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you need to get number 100% on it as well for balance.
Oh yeah, the worst, like
the one that makes the least money.
He's already here.
Slimer.
I read somewhere like the average wage on OnlyFans is like $145 a month. I was like, that can't be right.
I suppose there must be so many, though, that just don't make anything.
Yeah, yeah, there'll be someone there that's chilling.
To be fair, I genuinely think that if you're an OnlyFans and you're making $145 a month, that is the world telling you that you're a bit of a munter.
Yeah. Like,
that is the world telling you you're not fit enough to do this job. Like, $100 just to... Yeah.
You're a 3 acting like a 10. Yeah.
That's the people doing stand-up who've been doing it 10 years and still doing open spots.
Do you know what it is, and I genuinely believe this with like OnlyFans and stuff, is I think that the people who are at the top are really smart business people.
Definitely.
Because it's not enough just to be fit. Because
that doesn't even count. Even
there's a fucking million. There's a million fit people.
So same with comedy.
Who
do loads of extra.
And men will wank over fit Instagram models on their Instagram feed. They don't need you to start an OnlyFans.
Oh yes, we will.
Yeah. They see your feet, they're like, oh.
I'll tell you what, Gymshark leggings have done an awful lot for me. God damn.
Maybe they can sponsor you.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want this ass in their leggings. Just being bent over the camera, guys. I've just been doing some squats.
Are they busting at the seams?
Yeah.
No, what Freddie is the before picture.
Yeah.
Look
just
how
me.
Strong they are.
Hey, they even make leggings for me and Brown Eyed Jack. Come on.
You could go as non-binary as well. I feel like that's going to be like a unique.
Oh, yeah, I'll be the new Sam Smith. Okay. I've got a... I sent you a video.
Freddie's got a camel toe.
I sent you an email. Check this out. So Sam Smith has been getting a bit of flack today. If you have a look, it's the attachment.
Oh.
The attachment. So... This is from the latest video.
I've seen this the other day.
And I
like the costume.
Don't they look? Don't they look like a mascot for a new dishwasher tablet? do you know what I mean?
Like, he's very outrageous now, isn't he?
They is very outrageous, isn't they?
I'm really bad at pronouns. Just
imagine,
stuff.
Just imagine you're Ali G. That's how I get through it.
they.
Now the thing is there are some people who have been looking at this video and going, ugh. Ugh, it's disgusting. Ugh. A man...
I mean, there's worse out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think... like, don't get me wrong, I don't think it's sexy. But my only thing is that...
I quite like the bit where he's getting stuff squirted at him. And it's kind of like the stuff where he's like this...
You know, after this episode goes out, there's 100% going to be a Freddie Quinn Photoshop face on.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Definitely.
I think by the end of the recording, I will have done it.
But I think it's just going to be a bit... If Sam Smith was in a pair of boxers there, I'd be like, ugh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
I think he likes to be outrageous, though, doesn't he? He knows people's going to get people talking.
Yeah,
they.
I don't think it even is that outrageous. Like
that's a norm.
There's no dicks on show. It's fine.
No, I mean,
can they put that on MTV? Is that still a thing?
That is the hardest working corset in showbiz, though. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And nipple tassels.
I thought Sam Smith lost loads of weight. Like,
well, the thing is, though, I think it's probably kind of hard to...
Same thing.
No, you're thinking of Adele.
Yeah.
Literally what you just said.
I did say Adele.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. This happens all the time.
Wow. Why
even
do
in
I
comedy
do that?
Clubs, I'll like say a joke and then the audience will say the joke back to me and I go, that's literally what I just...
don't know what it is with me.
No, you are thinking of Adele.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, just thought that was pretty mad. I've seen some stuff on the internet today that I want to show you. The first thing I want to show you, you're going to fucking love this, Sienna.
Really?
Is it this one?
No.
I thought Man Fight's 10-year-old was going to be the Sam Smith thing. That would have been great.
No. This is a new reality show. Do you like your reality shows?
Oh, my fuck. I've heard about this.
Right, click on this. This is...
it fucking weird, isn't it, with the mums?
This is MILF Manor.
Oh.
Right.
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor viewers feel sick after watching twisted new series where they date each other's son.
But they can't date their own son, can they? No. I'm just saying straight. I bet this is Channel 4.
I mean, I've seen some videos where they do date their sons.
Yeah, it's filmed in Norfolk.
Norfolk MILF. MILF Manor. MILF Cottage. Oh, fucking hell. So basically, it's loads of like women. They're all basically in their mid to late 40s. And they all have sons who are like 19, 20. And they're all just dating each other, basically.
Wow.
It's fucking
grim. I'm definitely watching
this. It's not blind dating, is it? So it's like Love Island for mums and sons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. God, I wish I had a son.
Imagine going on a dating show with your mum. Yeah.
Were these like MILF, just like fit women, not like MILF porn stars?
No. They're just fit older women.
Right, okay. Yeah. I thought you were like MILF.
No. They're just fit older women.
Which way do you think it happened? Do you think the mums ask the son to go on? Or do you reckon the sons are more likely to ask the mums?
Mums ask son, defo.
Do you know what, though? Is I would quite like to watch DILF Manor.
Oh my God, I would go on that.
Where it's hot dads and like 19-year-old girls. Yeah.
Or even better, hot dads and hot sons.
Yes, that's a one.
I just think it's fucking mental.
And Sam Smith, they can host it.
Yes! Yes!
Now we're talking.
We have got ourselves a fucking hit.
A TV show. Let's do it.
DILF Dungeon, we'll call it.
DILF Dungeon.
It's getting darker and darker.
Would you ever go on like a reality show like these sort of things?
It would depend. I would definitely be open to it if it was quite a fun one, not a sinister one.
What about that porn? There was like a porn reality show, wasn't there? Where they like win it was on, what was it, Pornhub or something?
So oh, like Brazzers House.
That's the one. I've seen it advertised. Didn't watch it. Seen it advertised. Couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Well, they had to do it. It was like The Apprentice. Where they
yeah,
were like, you have
quite
to go
good,
and do
actually,
a
didn't it? I didn't actually watch it, but I've seen them doing like games and stuff. Yeah, that'd be good fun.
Fuck off. There's Porn Apprentice.
There's like a Porn Apprentice, yeah.
That's amazing.
So like today we're going to do like DP or whatever.
Really?
What, and then the winner got like a Pornhub contract?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it. Something
I can't remember
like
what the website was. It was either Pornhub or what's the other one?
Brazzers. It was Brazzers.
Red Tube?
Brazzers?
Yeah. Might have been Red Tube, yeah.
For a while, I think I might have said this before, but...
Red Tube House.
For a while, you know how you have your favourite words on your phone, like your most used words? For a while, my number one favourite word was redtube.com.
Wow.
Every time I opened my phone, it had redtube.com as my first thing. And I think it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because every time I open my phone, I go, I'll go on RedTube then.
So RedTube, what's the main genre on there then? Because I know Xvideos is very hard. Pornhub's more like your fake taxis and your browsers. What's RedTube?
Well, I don't use RedTube, so...
I don't use it as much anymore. You know? I'm more of a...
No, but it used to be your favourite word. So I feel like you as all people.
Just loads of different porn, really.
What, like, though?
Just everything. He had all the categories. That's what I liked about it.
He does not want to commit, does he? Yeah. He doesn't want to commit to a certain genre. That's why he's going, well, the layout was just better. It was a better user experience for the casual browsing porn.
It's all just like the SEO. Yeah.
We want to see that red tube history.
The way the meta tags were.
The colour range was great. It was just the logo. It's just a good place to be. You could chat with friends. Spend the whole day on there. You could rate porn, do a little description and stuff.
Did you...
Do you ever comment on porn videos on tube sites?
No.
I just can't...
I don't even comment on Twitter.
I just could never... If I ever caught myself being like, oh, the lighting on this was good, I'd kill myself. Yeah. I'd straight up kill myself. Because that's the bit, that's the minute when you know that you've gone down.
I want to set you a challenge today. I want you to go and porn up and comment on some videos.
See, that would be a fun game.
Wait a minute. Let's see if we can read out some of Sienna's comments. If you type in porn up.
It best be fucking nice.
Do you read the comments on your videos?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes they're nice and think, oh, lovely. Then you'll get like a proper like horrible one. I'm like, you, what are you cheeky bastard, start trotting them back.
That's the same with comedy. I'd read the comments that you get about
this
yourself.
This guy was like, why did you... Poached eggs.
Poached eggs.
Poached eggs. That's a running theme on this podcast.
It was Freddy. It was Freddy.
You didn't have anyone mentioning hash browns.
Which is your favourite video?
Honestly, Sienna, of all the things that you could have mentioned,
researching poached eggs and porn.
Freddie used to have a poached egg addiction.
Really?
Yeah.
Related to Pornhub?
No, I think that we've been searching poached egg porn before.
We have searched it. The
shows up. I don't know. We'll have to have a look at some. So these ones there, the Sienna Day ones, these are ones I've uploaded myself, but there's me with two black guys. That's a nice video.
Hey, there you go. Click on the one with two black guys.
Which one?
No, the down. Go down.
Oh, this one.
That
yeah,
one. Bit of
yeah.
diversity.
The one with the two
there
black
some
guys.
Good comments on that.
Finally, get a bit of diversity on this podcast. Yeah.
There's me in Budapest
just pause
on the street.
It.
That's not me.
Okay, go down. Let's read some of these comments.
It's the comments.
We're
going to
play the video.
Where's the comment section?
Hold on. Go up.
Up.
Got likes and
God,
look at Tom pretending he doesn't know how to navigate a porn website.
You'd never get this on RedTube.
This is the only time where I can use a computer on this podcast.
I don't know if we can get comments. Scroll right down.
Oh, here we go. So we got Big Dick Addiction.
Oh,
he
true
said
story.
When she's being fucked and choked, and then he has a little smiley face with some hats.
I'm disappointed he spelled
addiction properly.
The rash of
her ass and visible 23 is very disturbing. I've probably been pounded by two big black hunks.
Yeah.
It's probably slap marks.
The rash in her ass that's visible is very disturbing. The rash in her bum hole. Yeah. That's insane.
Well, it's cured. I think it's gone. We'll have to have a check.
The fact he said it's at the 23rd minute as well, he's given us a timestamp.
He's watching a few times, and he likes that rash.
Hot little slut. And a full stop there. I like that he's just committed to grammar.
I mean, look, he's got a nice cockpick in the background.
Sienna is hot.
Yeah, nice.
She kind of looks a bit like Rita Ora. You look absolutely nothing. Rita Ora.
I know,
Rita
Ora.
That would be a
Rita
good
Hora.
Porn star name.
Only 5 comments, and it's been up a while, so...
An awful year.
So maybe people don't do comments for you.
How many views has it had?
218,000.
And 5 people have commented. Fair.
Yeah, I think most people are like us. You finish and then you close your laptop, innit?
Yeah, and then you go be ashamed somewhere.
Yeah.
I think you really need a hook at the beginning for engagement.
When did the comment go like mid-wank, pre-wank, end-wank, 23 minutes in?
So there is no way in hell...
Depends how they spelled it.
There's no
type of one-handed.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, they're all very short comments, aren't they?
There's no way in hell that I would be mid-wank and stop and then go... Sienna looks like a lovely young woman, and then comment or whatever, and then go back to wank.
Some men have
it.
Proper long wanks, though, don't they? Do you know when I was watching my ex search for porn when he'd be like off his fucking rocker? He could work a porn site like I have never seen.
Really?
Like, he would just know how to filter it, get to the page he wants, how to like get it dead fast without like even, like, if I'm on it, I'm like dead slow.
Did you used to go out with Tom?
How did you know?
Should we look at it? This one's got 2.2 million views, so you would think it's got more. Comments.
This is a fake taxi.
This is a fake taxi.
This one looks like it was done a while ago.
Deep anal for cock loving.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the comments.
There's something about it in your
16
accent.
Comments.
Oh,
there's
wow.
something about it in your accent that's brilliant.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Deep anal for cock-loving nympho.
Oh, this one's not very nice. Sienna Day used to be a natural beauty. Now she looks like a fucked-up, fake boob, Botox grotch. So sad.
But wow. Even underneath, he said he prefers me like that.
True, she used to be such a beauty. But her being this dirty looking all kind of makes me want to fuck her even more, if that makes sense.
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't a great year.
I like a bit trashy.
I admit with the comments.
Oh my God.
Can someone join me on Fortnite Squads? Needs one player.
I hope after he has a wank, he does this.
he comes and dabs.
Her ass is tight, but her bond with the Lord should be tighter.
Wow, now that is insane.
Well,
did he go to your university?
I know. You did. That you, Gary?
That's your lecturer.
It's Leeds Trinity, isn't it? Fucking hell.
Hot as hell when she's eating his ass and jacking him. And there's a quote in this one. Did his mama not tell him not to share? Sorry, I couldn't hold back. I started laughing so fucking loud on that one.
I don't know what some of them are on about. That's the thing. What's that mean? Maybe he says that in.
I don't know.
I'm coon for days with him.
I don't think our porn has ever been so funny that I've had to stop it and laugh.
Yeah.
Did his mama not tell him to share?
I don't think a comedy special's ever been so funny that I've stopped it and laughed.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, great. Now, this is a good girl. There was capitals in that one. Add my takeover account on Snapchat, boot takeover.
Wow.
A lot going on there, a bit of Fortnite, a couple of insults, and a bit of excellence.
There's a lot of fucking...
Good variety, I'd say.
Imagine being such a loser that you try to find friends on Pornhub.
Yeah. The idea that he's got loads of choice. He just wants to play with someone that likes the same shit that he does.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse
bond
than playing...
Bond over the wank material.
There's nothing worse than playing Fortnite with someone you don't have anything to talk about with. That'd just be sad. Go back onto what I sent you.
There's more comments.
So we've got some stuff here. I want to show you a couple of things. So one of the things I want to show you is this one, Man Fights 10-Year-Old.
Okay.
So this is a video. You're going to have to be quick to pause it, Tom.
It's okay. I've got the volume.
So I'm going to show you the whole video, and I want you to let me know whereabouts you stand with this. So this is a video that was taken this was a video that was taken in America of a 10-year-old boy fully fronting out a fully grown man.
I've seen this one.
I'm going to look at this one because there's less lights on it.
Yeah, you might still need to talk into the mic. Yeah. I won't speak. he's fronting out this guy, and the guy finally snaps.
Right.
But the whole thing is who do you side with? So just play the video.
Is there any noise or not?
Yeah, there's going to be noise. You can hear it through your headphones. You might just put them on for this.
Oh, one sec. Oh, shit. Oh, the back's the front.
You push him in like that.
Oh. So I do porn guy.
Knows how to work a cock, but headphones.
Fuck me, that's loud. Right,
go on. So you can see here this 10-year-old is really fucking fronting him out.
The 10-year-old is only about 2 inches shorter than him.
Yeah, he's not a big dude. No,
nah, the weight class is there.
Dad?
Based on that alone, it's a fair fight.
This is a domestic
episode one
Tom's.
Of Dilf Dungeon.
So you can see that this guy's he's trying to sort of get away from this kid who is properly standing and fronting him out.
What's it over this fight?
So this fight is over. I think this guy had a disagreement with this little boy's mum, but the boy's mum has long since fucking gone. And she's not, like, it was a disagree. It wasn't like a full-on altercation.
Why hasn't she took a kid, more at the point?
Well, this is it. Well, the kid looks like the kid's a hard-ass gangster, as you can see.
Yeah.
This is America, is it?
Yeah. Skip forward a little bit.
So you just go on.
There you go. So this is the bit. So
he's punching him in the
arm. Already had a slap to him.
Kid's punching man.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. He's a little shit. Wasn't even that bad. Didn't even punch him, he strangled him.
Did the kid crying?
Yeah. He absolutely finished him.
Yeah, he was a right little shit, wasn't he?
Yeah. So
he needed a bit of a whack.
When the guy looked like he was going inside, the kid just started swinging at him. He defended himself maybe five times.
Yeah.
And then afterwards just grabbed him by the throat and just threw him on the floor.
I don't think he threw him that hard. He was just trying to get him away, really.
Can I take these off?
Yeah.
Very loud, then.
So, where do you reckon too far, Not far enough or just right?
He didn't even hit him, he just strangled and pushed.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
Like, yeah, self-defense. Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
The kid, you fast-forwarded a bit before it started, the punching, but he does punch him quite a few times.
Yeah.
The guy does try to walk away and everything. And
I, to be honest with you...
Unless he just legged it.
I wouldn't have made it that far.
No, the kid had tried you.
I think that had he have done that when the kid was fronting him out... I think that's too much.
Yeah.
But the minute that the kid throws a punch, you defend it.
Yeah, when it got physical, and it was quite a few punches and all, wasn't it?
Yeah. He didn't hit him.
He cried like a proper baby.
I judged the guy more for his, like, pretend, you know, when he's going like,
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I judge him more for than the actual.
I'd have slapped the soul out of that kid's body.
Watch the comments on this video.
Sienna Day has gone downhill.
Anyone want to play Fortnite?
What's that rash on his ass in 23 minutes?
Anyone else curious why we have a cameraman for this? Well, assuming it's a man.
Anyone else curious as to why we have a cameraman for this?
Yeah, it seems like let me put my phone down. Let's try and retain both tight moves. Shut up.
What the fuck?
Shut up, Brady Radio.
Exactly. Everyone's got a camera phone in their pocket at all times. Yeah, Brady Radio, you daft cunt.
Thunder Dan has said it's child abuse, period. He's 10. Between whatever awful parenting he's received and that episode of violence and verbal mocking, they could be creating a future school shooter.
This gives me the ick when people say, do better. Oh, it's so boring.
Do better. Yeah,
do better. Shut up.
Also, you don't need to write period. And just do a full stop.
They've done a full stop.
Yeah.
I will tell you this as well. Actually, it's not child abuse. What he's doing there is he's saving that kid a fucking ass kicking further down the line.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is if that kid doesn't learn at 10 that, oh, if you hit people, they're going to hit you back, then one day he'll get to 18 and he'll fight somebody who will kick
the
living
fuck out of him. But what's that kid like with other kids? That's why he's like with an adult. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Totally.
This is how this kid is with people.
To be fair, the adult was that short. You could have mistaken.
Was the kid big or the adult short? No one
some
knows.
Kids have to learn the lesson that people will fight back, and it's better that you learn that at 10 than you learn it at fucking...
We're all available for babysitting. Stand in a nursery, kids' school.
Yeah, I think the guy should have just shagged his mum.
Page says that'd have pissed him off more. When I looked
that would have been brutal if he'd have gone on. Yeah. I just embraced her in a deep, passionate kiss.
Yeah.
Who made this even?
Right.
I love Twitter. It's my favourite social media.
Do you?
It's porn, humour, arguments. Love it.
I used to love it till about a month ago after Musk took it.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
been all right
gone
for
a bit
me.
Shit.
Why do you not like it now?
Because it always puts you on the for you rather than the...
Follow.
So you're seeing shit you
see,
don't
I like
see.
The for you because I'm not really interested. I follow loads of people for work, just like courtesy followers. So I don't want to see arseholes every day of the week, you know what
this
I mean?
This is it.
But I have to.
Exactly. Sometimes you just want to scroll social media, just be lightly entertained, not generally
I get
scarred.
So much gear porn on mine now.
Do you?
Yeah, because I obviously like follow guys in the industry and they'll be like, they'll do a bit of both. But what they do is retweet for retweet.
Yeah,
right. And so for some reason, I guess girls, I found the gay performers tend to put more hardcore stuff on the line, and the girls are more like blur the feet and put little kittens over the fanny and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Blur their feet and put kittens over their fanny.
That sounds illegal.
What an app.
Hence why it's my favourite.
Is there any stuff that you don't do, Sienna? Is there any porn stuff that you're like, nah?
100%. I'm not into scat.
Nah. That'd be right off the table with me.
Not into that in the slightest. I wouldn't do that erotic stuff no more. I have done some ropey stuff in the past I probably wouldn't do now. So I did this scene for this guy. He's dead now. I had to play a dead person.
Oh.
But I was young. I was 23. They're like, it's double pay. I'm like, I'll do it. And also the guy, when I think back to the guy that like was like to me, oh, do you want to do this? He was like a bit older and he was sound. He's like, I'll be the guy so you'll feel safe. That's really professional.
Yeah.
I go there. They literally give you like makeup so you look like you've been strangled to death by a guy.
Gosh.
So like, obviously now I wouldn't really do that because I'm like, it was when a guy wrote to me on Twitter, I loved you in this scene. I thought, yeah, I'm dead. That's a bit fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you don't think at the time, or people are going to be wanking to me dead. You just kind of think, double pay, hello. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, on the flip side, your funeral is going to be very busy.
They've got images
already. It's going to be full of those men with semis. Like,
a lot of people asking if it's open casket.
Definitely, we're going to end up with a bukkake and get a bloody fan. So they give you this chewing gum, so you like froth at the mouth when you die. Like you have to put a good jerk up, and really? Like you know you have to fight with the guy. He's wrestling you. Oh, you like it.
I was going to say that's why I'm crossing my legs. I'm trying to stop the semi.
Don't worry, we'll see it anyway.
Get the anky out. So yeah, that one I did loads of them as well. I didn't even do one. I did like at least five of them.
Wow.
But they make you pee yourself. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
They make you piss yourself?
Yeah, so, but they don't make you pee. They give you a little bag where your little squirt and your pee comes in the air. But I didn't do that. I was crossing the boundary.
Wait, your pee comes in the air?
Yeah, but another girl was on set and she was doing it. But I was like, no, I want to be dignified in my death. I don't want to piss myself. I'll just get raped.
That's
Much more
draw
dignified.
The line.
I'll get raped and strangled, but I'm not weeing me pants.
Well, sometimes as well, you're already dead for half the scene. Like me and this guy did like fake overdose. I'd take this fake pill and then we wouldn't like necking on and shagging, then I died, and he was obviously hard, and he thought, fuck it, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
But I died, my eyes open, because it's my first ever scene. So I'm laying there like this, mouth open, eyes open. I'd be like that for like 20 minutes, it was hard. And he, anyway, it comes out, and he jizzes all over me, his spunk hits the roof of my mouth. You can't react because they're getting the cum shot on your reaction. So it's so hard not to blink or make a movement when someone just shot the load in the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah.
Especially if you're just on the bus.
Especially if you're out and about.
Here's a question for you. You don't have to answer this because it's quite personal. But, you know. So doing all this porn, right?
Yeah.
It must desensitize you massively.
Well, what it's done is we've gone like full circle. So like you become like you just... guess normal civilian, non-porner, and then you get into really hardcore stuff because that's what you start doing, and then you like do all that stuff, so then that becomes boring, and then you start getting into like really softer things again, a bit more kissing, more foreplay, because you've just like, you know, the peaks and troughs of porn, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love a quickie.
Really? Yeah. So now it's all just like, oh, that's quite sweet.
Quite
isn't
sweet,
it?
Isn't it?
Freddie's perked up.
Yeah, that's lovely.
That's my speciality. And poached eggs.
And wrestling. I wrestled with a guy before, an older gentleman, like to pinch his nipples.
What?
For like, so I've done a couple of like
nipple twists.
He liked to be between me legs, and I'd be having him like that and just squeezing his nipples, wrestling him. Obviously, he's weak as piss, so it was all right. And I did another one where they wanted to see all my fillings in my mouth, so that was the porno. I've changed them to white now. I was thinking, fuck that, doing that again.
That's
I had to
insane.
Pretend to iron me clit.
Iron your clit?
Yes, with an actual iron. It wasn't on, but you still feel weird. This was like before a guy, actually made some ropey comments recently. And
not
then,
from Somalia, was he?
He was called Bill. And then I had to walk around with like a peg leg, one heel on, one off, and I'd like really exaggerate my peg.
One-eyed Jack again.
Yeah. It's all one-eyed Jack. One-eyed Jack's quite normal.
That's insane.
I know.
I'm so glad that all of my kinks, as varied as they are all explainable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rather than, I want you to iron your clit and walk with a limp.
Do you know what I mean?
Imagine broaching that. In the bedroom.
He says, like, do you want to do some quick clips? They're dead easy. I was like, all right, and go on.
Fuck.
Iron your clit. I was like, don't know like where this is going.
Ironing the clit.
I'm not sure
is
what
just
the logic behind that is, though. Like, you were dead into it. Did you squirt first with the...
Nah, that would have been a great. I think you should go into ironing clits.
Yeah, yeah. Be good at this.
Iron squirts and she squirts.
The iron squirt sounds like a Margaret Thatcher porn.
The iron lady.
The lady's not for squirting.
Is that a minor?
Oh, that's great. That's fucking great. What else have I got to show you? Let's
I've
look.
Got a little story from something that happened. Remember a few weeks ago?
Yes! The poo story!
Yeah, so
I don't like this already, but here we go.
Basically,
go on,
we asked our fans to send in some stories about poo. And one
makes
gentleman,
sense.
I think his name is Ryan Martin. Ryan Martin, is that right?
Ryan Martin or Martin Ryan?
It was Ryan Martin, I think. Anyway.
His name was Ryan Martin.
He was on
AOL.com.
He was on a first date.
Yeah.
And he shit himself, right?
I need the context, like on the
on
the
way
restaurant?
In the street. He was walking with his lady friend. He shit himself. He went over to a bush, I think it was.
Yeah,
tried to pick it out, and it was all mushy, so he had it all over his hand.
Did she know he'd shit himself?
Yes.
Yeah, he's also partially blind as well.
He's also partially blind. He
this guy can't catch a break.
He'd sort of tied himself up. Yeah.
Rubbed the poo in his good eye. Like, ah!
She still went home with him. And she had to. He had to stand 10 feet behind her because he was so smelly.
She must be desperate, man.
And he cleaned himself up, shagged her that night. And we were like, wow, what an amazing story. So it turns out Kimberly has emailed in.
Oh. So with her side of the story.
Right.
Which, to be fair, I know that they say that there's three sides to every
poo
story.
Poo guy! Yeah. Yeah, the subject of this email is poo guy.
I think he used to play for Blackburn. That's such a niche reference. Yeah. So stupid. If you got that reference, well done. You're my kind of person.
Hi, Dead Men Talk. It's Dead Men Talking, but there we go. I am the girl who was with Ryan at that time. I don't know why I went back with him, crying laughing face. Hattie was right. I really did need sex. And he isn't big at all, to be honest. It was quite disappointing.
Wow.
That's Kim, who went with
Kim,
Poo Guy.
Kim, who went with Poo Guy. I love the thing.
Kim, I'd never heard of the podcast before.
Whoa.
How did she find out then?
Well, someone sent it to her.
It must be quite a known story then that she's been with the blind shitting guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, she said, I have heard about your podcast, but I didn't think that Ryan would ever tell a podcast about it. Obviously, I'm still on his mind. I did laugh, though. I've subscribed to your pod now, so when you do another one, I'll make sure I watch it. I can't wait, to be honest. So we've made a subscriber.
Look at that. Oh, right. So she
nice.
So she didn't get in touch to offer her side of the story. She just got in touch to let us all know that it happened.
Yeah.
Confirm it.
And that she really needed sex and he had a small
dick. I feel like I want to hear you more.
Yeah. Well,
I feel
but
really...
But he could have showered when he got to hers or his, I guess, so the shit would have gone by then. Unless, you know...
I feel really sorry for this guy that he's already admitted that he's partially sighted and shat himself, and now she's going, and he has a small dick. Yeah. It's like, give him
do
a
you know
breath.
What it is, though? I think he's trying to get sympathy because he didn't even need to mention the partial sighting. It's nothing to do with the shit.
Well, it was part of him
explaining how he didn't clean it up very well because he's partially sighted.
I think the main concern is he's shit himself.
Yeah. Also, his current girlfriend didn't know the story before the podcast went out and has now listened to it. So his current girlfriend knows about it now as well. She didn't know his partially blind.
I would
either.
Recommend in future just go home.
Do you know what I'm going to do? And I know this isn't going to make really good podcast content, but I have to search for this woman on Instagram. Because I really want to know what she looks like.
I've already searched.
Right, she's probably gorgeous.
We're not going to say her surname. She doesn't want a surname mentioned, but I obviously, she's got quite a distinctive surname.
Okay. Okay. I just have to see what this woman looks like. Because I have to see whether she looks like what... Oh, what?
No, I was expecting to be
wait.
Honest.
There was two, though. There was two people with her name, so I'm not sure which
I
one.
I think that should be...
Okay.
Right. I think so, that's fine.
I mean, would you go on for... If me and you on a date, I shit myself and cleaned it up and slid it all over me, would you go and take me home and fuck me?
I think Freddie would, actually.
You're like...
I'll be honest with... If you shit yourself on a date... Right, okay. So it's not an immediate no. So
not running out.
So I'm only going off the fact that you've got such a nice personality. That's really. I mean, if you looked like you, but you were a bit of a cunt, I'd say no straight away.
Yeah. Well,
it's all about the connection with you. Anyway.
So if you said to me,
got a bit chemistry and shit.
If we were on a date and you said, "Look, this is really embarrassed, but I've just shit my pants right now, but I really want to have sex with you," I'd weigh up. Oh God.
Anal sex.
Right.
I've said anal.
Okay.
It's the only kink that gets me off anal. I've got to have anal sex yet, and I've shit myself.
Some listeners have just come, by the way.
Yeah. I'm surprised they made it this far.
Rewinding that bit.
Can you iron your clitoris, please? Yeah. I might have shit myself, but my clitoris has got no creases in it whatsoever. Yeah.
It's so beautifully
ironed.
And then I get back and I say, can we get your iron out?
Right, here's the question. How much...
I use a steamer.
How much have you shit yourself? And...
I would say it's down the legs.
It's down the legs.
Cream dress. I want to go home, get the iron out. Oh. And your water's off. The bill's for the roof.
Is it my iron?
The water's off.
Yeah.
The water's off.
This is getting worse and worse, this date.
Do you know what?
If there's any signs from God, don't do this.
You can use the iron, though, to pour the iron water over you.
Oof. Or it's a sign from God to say, you're going to really like this.
Yeah.
I would.
Give it a
try. If you've never tried it, yeah.
I think I'd actually make a special stop at the corner shop and get two big bottles of Evian and just douse you in the back garden.
But like an exorcism.
Yeah. The power of Christ compels you.
Funnily enough, when I've not had a douche before, I've had to use a squirty bottle of water with one of those, like, you know, like the Lucozade style lids.
Lucozade
Sport. And use that as a douche. Well, you
give yourself isotonics in the
Made her go 30% longer.
Oh, improved your performance levels.
You need to get yourself clean.
You know what?
I don't usually shag with her.
You know what, Sienna? The more we talk, the more I realise that you're my kind of woman.
It was the heavier.
Really are, you know. Okay, so we've had a message back from Kimberly. She's verified the poo story.
Yeah, great.
And given us her side, which is I've not had a shag in a while.
Oh, this is a story I found out about. Someone
imagine
sent
she just paid like a prostitute to go ahead of him. Just be like, go shag him. He shit himself. I don't fancy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mind you, that's a really nice thing to do because she's not obliged to pay a prostitute at that point.
Where's the prostitute
Oh, she's not
from?
Obliged.
No, she needs the prostitute, not him.
Oh, yeah.
She's horny, so she'd have to get a male one.
Where do you go for like male prostitutes?
I don't work.
Because, oh, do you?
Yeah.
Because I was driving to Manchester the other day.
Don't want to know how you
couldn't find one for ages.
So sometimes when you're driving to Manchester, it takes you down one of the streets where loads of prostitutes are. Like loads, right?
Just happens. And I was, sometimes to Freddy.
That's why I was here, officer.
It's
Waze.
Listen, with the way the traffic is around the Echo or the MEN Arena, I'm as much of a victim as anyone.
And I'm just giving her a lift.
But they were all lined up. They all looked sad, and they all just looked really like cold.
Because you were there.
Stuff.
Was this recent?
Yeah, they were all turning their backs to me like that. I felt like I've been shunned in the Amish community. They were all just like,
"Don't go with him." Tina did, and she never came back.
So yeah, they call him Eater Sutcliffe. I'm doing my own fat jokes now. What the fuck? But I never saw any men. That's it. I've never seen any men at the street corners, like, you know, like in a little tight white t-shirt, like, you know.
I've never actually seen a street prostitute.
Have you not?
No, but I'm going to have a, what's the street called?
I will, Derby, I think.
Yeah. Just trying to remember it.
You know, it's the postcode.
Yeah. Manchester. There's a famous one in Preston where I live called Fletcher Road, and that's literally where all the prostitutes go.
What about in where are we at again now?
We're in Horwich.
Is there any prostitute street on here?
They're all prostitutes here. Everyone is a prostitute.
It's pronounced Horwich. The way
very good. We don't miss Rob at all, do we? What's this last one that you've got? Then we'll watch some videos.
So someone sent me this. It's an old story. But it's the sex, the woman who had sex with the most people in one day. How many people do you reckon she had sex with?
500.
How many people?
In a day?
I don't know. About 10 at a time.
I'd seen the, I can't remember her name. There was a porn star that did that. She went for the record, didn't she? Yeah.
Right.
I think this is that story. It's like a Guinness World Record.
Okay, well, give me a sec because I reckon we can work this out.
Oh, okay. This
must be her. So she's got 24 hours, right?
Yeah. 24
she's
hours.
She's got access to as much Lucozade douches as she possibly can. Right.
Yeah. I think the rule was she had to have sex with someone for 45 seconds each person for it to count.
Oh, you smashed through them.
Oh, wait, so she doesn't need for them to come.
I don't think so, no.
Right.
It's not about the men's jizz at this point, just for the record, you know?
It's about the men's jizz.
One in, one out.
I think
it's like the hot dog eating championship. You've got to do it, you got to eat two at a time.
Right, well, you could probably go for 12 hours. And...
Yeah.
how many minutes are in a... How many seconds are in? An hour.
62 of the answer of all of these questions is 60.
How many seconds in a day?
Loads.
How many seconds
in 12 hours? She can't go for 24 hours. That's insane.
86,000 seconds. So if you divide that by 45...
No, you can't divide that by 45. That would...
No, this is the maximum.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but the max...
1,920 is the maximum.
God, I might even... My number,
so
I
would be amazed if it was 300. I'd be amazed.
Amazed?
Well, you got to have the...
She's a professional.
The time...
No, but 300.
Yeah, because you've got to do 45 seconds and you've got to get out and in another one.
Do blowjobs count or just... Fanny.
I think it's
sex.
Sex, fanny.
Blowjob's not sex, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's oral sex. Yeah. You've got to stick your dick in someone's, obviously. I didn't shag her. Yeah. Just raped her mouth.
Yeah. But
but then hand jobs count as well, and then you're opening a couple.
Then you
could
do five at a time. Right, okay, I'm going to go over 750 now, but my game.
750.
750 would be insane.
I was going to say 800.
800's 300. Right, gotta be. But no. What you say, you know the answer.
I know the answer. Well, not the ballpark.
The ballpark is what they call it, funny. Yeah.
It's where they hosted the event. Adult film star holds a record for sleeping with the most amount of men in a day. It's Lisa Sparks. She did it in 2004 during Eroticon.
I might try and do that for me 10 years.
Whoa! No. 919.
919.
You
were nowhere near.
You couldn't
men.
Get through. You'd be useless at this game.
In Warsaw,
I'd be useless at having sex with nearly 1,000 men. Fuck!
They wouldn't be able to get it up.
No! Over the course of 7.5 hours. Not even over the course of 24.
That's amazing timing.
Does that even work out?
She could have got more in, 100%.
Yeah. Or is it like chess where they stop the clock as the cock comes out?
Like... Yeah, I reckon.
Like injury time. Yeah. Bet she did have a lot of injury time, to be fair.
Do you think for my decade thing in September then, for the 10 year anniversary, I'll do this?
Mate, if you could.
Yeah, get to 920.
21. Ooh. Just beat it by a man.
That'd be the worst if you got beat by one man. Oh, imagine if one man
That'll
let you.
I've had enough coffee.
Imagine if one man let you down on the day, and the maximum you could get is 918.
Yeah,
Lisa explained how
the book, wouldn't you?
Lisa explained how there were flutters present at the event, so that the men were ready to go when their time came up. She flutters. Was reportedly competing against two other women.
They mean fluffers.
Yeah,
not
I was
going to
say fluffers. Yeah. Yeah.
God, someone needs a proofread this.
Yeah. It was a Bible with a spelling mistake. What?
It was a competition, and she bested her closest competitor by 21 men by the time the final whistle was blown.
Oh, there was loads of them. So more than 900 men got blown that day.
That makes it sound like it's the Middle Ages, though. Like, yeah. She bested her greatest rival by 21 men. She is the slaggiest maiden in all of the lands.
Do, 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 do. 2002, they only got 646.
Wow, she smashed that record.
I know, absolutely.
Hang on. There's a bit more. Speaking about her efforts on her website, Lisa has mixed feelings about it. She said the Polish government found out.
Feel anything.
She said the Polish government found out about the event just before it was due to take place, and they threatened to arrest anyone involved. Look at the size of a tits.
What the fuck is? No, man.
That's a pair of knockers, isn't it?
That's a pair of titties. Holy shit! Doesn't even look like a pair of titties. Looks like she's trying to.
That looks. Yeah,
they look natural.
Looks like you put like a. Pair of cushions up your top.
It's just like she's trying to steal two footballs from Sports Direct.
They had to move it to a super secret warehouse. I like how they say super secret warehouse. This is my super secret warehouse.
Guys, it's a super secret warehouse.
Lisa said she was so bored during the whole thing that she ordered McDonald's. No, Freddy.
Is it
you
Freddy
can have a McDonald's if you do it. Is it Freddy under a top?
I mean, what she ordered?
To be completely transparent with you all, this event is the one thing I regret doing in the 21 plus years in the porn industry to this day. This was the only job I agreed to perform strictly for the money. Don't get me wrong, I love gangbangs, and I've done most of them with you all, my fans. However, this event was never anything I planned on, and the entire event was
because it'll have been so tiring, so poorly organised. Yeah. You know, if these things sound good in theory, but. They're a lot harder to.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, not even in theory does this sound good. Like, I'm not like, what's that? Fucking 920 men? Well, in theory,
don't
sign me up.
Afterwards, that's going to be one of these men in September.
Well, listen to the last sentence. You might like the last sentence. I had the best Italian food of my life, and it was in Poland, of all places.
Here's a question for you.
Here's
a question for you. How did they find a super secret warehouse? With 1,000 car parking spaces.
Some of them carpooled.
Carpooled.
There's a lot of dads and lads there.
Dilf Dungeon strikes again.
I just love the idea that a guy's trying to get his dicks up, but he can't find anywhere to park.
He put a bus on.
Bear in mind, they had the fluffers as well.
Fluffers as well.
That would have been a 1,500 people event.
Yeah.
They
probably just used like an Amazon warehouse.
That's
like,
fucking
Amazon
mad.
Prime.
Yeah.
That's fucking mental. Jesus. Should we watch some videos?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Let's watch some vids.
Let's watch some
So what we do now...
Oh, micro penis, size doesn't matter. That's a lie. That is a lie.
So what we do now, Sienna, is we watch some videos that our fans have sent us in. And you can send these videos
well,
to...
they're not the same videos I get sent off my fans.
Well, you can send them to 075-204-931. WhatsApp only. I am not responding to any more fucking reels that you send me on Instagram. I have to live a normal life, please, for the love of God. Just WhatsApp them. What sort of stuff do you get sent?
Penis galore. Like that woman, 920 penises a day.
Really?
Yeah. That's it, really.
So these tend to be We ask for the grossest videos that you have on your phone. No animals, no death, no kids, no racism, unless you can get one with all four, in which case I just want to see that video. So, yeah.
I think I get the grossest videos on some of the phones.
Well.
I'm going to show you some ropey-ass videos after this. I can't because...
Oh, please. Here. No, by all means, because we get sent some fucking horrific stuff. I mean, even if you have a look around on the wall behind you, Sienna, you'll see some of our favourites. But we've had this before in the past. Which guest did we have? Hattie Preston, where she was like,
"Oh my god!"
Yeah. So, we had Hattie Preston, and she was like, "Oh well, you know, I have seen a fair few spot popping videos," and we were like, "Oh really, Hattie? Here's some maggots in a vagina, you know."
That's dirty. Why would you do that? This one up here reminds me of when I fisted a guy with a latex glove and he shit all over my arm.
Oh man! So, is there anything that gets you? Is there anything that makes you go like that?
Yeah, the shit. But you know what? I don't like guys spitting in my face no more either.
No more.
I think I've just had my limit.
Since COVID.
Since long COVID hit. Because you're just always like this. The spit goes cold on your face after a while and you're like...
Oh, man.
And they proper goz on you.
Yeah. Look, if you're
gonna
spit,
just dribble it. It's like... Yeah.
If you're going to spit, make it saliva. Don't go...
Yeah.
Yeah, the cackle, no the sound, and the cold spit in your eye. And men have so much fucking spit.
Yeah, I'm like a camel.
So I don't mind it still. I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I don't beg for it anyway.
The three most recent ones, they're not that wild. We'll go into the Hall of Filth in a little bit, though. Yeah. Basically, the WhatsApp thing broke.
Okay.
Should we want to watch Krispy Kreme first?
Let's watch Krispy Kreme.
This is a fucking weird old one, this.
So let's have a look at this one here.
I've had some. Oh, shit.
So this is a guy who is... He looks like a Royal Mail postman, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's
shagging a donut.
He's shagging a donut.
So this is what they do on strike. If he wants to be on my OnlyFans in that outfit with that donut, I will have him.
Really?
I will have him. But he has to wear the outfit.
Oh, he's not going to eat it. Don't eat the donut. Don't eat the donut.
God, that dirty bastard.
Don't eat the donut.
I hadn't seen the end of that.
Do you know what, though? I do find it horny when men want to snowball.
What, like?
They come in my mouth and we snog.
Oh, no.
The hand.
Do you know what? I thought we were doing so well with each other. I would honestly... Oh, mate, I'd feel like a baby bird.
Do you know the guys who say they want to do that? I think you'd be good at it.
You'd be the one they throw out the nest.
The problem is the guys that want to do that, right, they're thinking about it and they're proper horny for it, but they back out sometimes after the spunk because I think it's a fantasy, but sometimes it's too late, you've already dribbled, and they're like this.
Oh, God. Yeah. Because sometimes, look, when you've got that fucking... The
horn.
Honestly, I don't know if girls get post-nut clarity in the same way that guys do, but, like, when you're fucking in that moment, you are like, God, that, I would... and then you come and you're like, oh, God, what have I done?
Yeah, no, girls get this as well. Yeah.
Really? Do you get it straight away, though?
But do you know, with women, certain times of the month, you get hornier, and when you're at that patch where, like, you must just want to get pregnant by... biology, I think you would fuck anything.
Really?
Yeah, I get so horny to the most random people and start like wanking over them. And afterwards, I'm like, ugh.
And what time of the month is this?
What date are we on? For the 3 weeks.
Might have to teach myself to snowball.
I don't think you can teach yourself.
Get the donut.
You what?
I don't think you teach yourself. You need a woman.
Well, you can, but it'd be grotesque.
You'd have to come in a cup or something, or fleshlight, and then you could also come in the girl and lick it out.
Yeah, you could do.
I used to know a guy that
coming in a fleshlight and shotting it would be disgusting.
Yeah, I used to know a guy that used
on
to
your own.
Used to like a guy to jizz in you, and he would be laid underneath you while you're doggy on him, and the guy would spunk in you, and he would be there to mop up the mess. He wasn't gay or anything. He was a perfectly swell gentleman. He just liked licking up other men's cum.
I mean,
that's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay. That's on the spectrum of gay. That is almost the gayest thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's the second gayest thing that you can do. I think the first gayest thing is to be fucked up the ass by another man. That's the gayest.
He'd also bring him a cheese hamper with a power pack in. To the occasion.
Cheese hamper's the third gayest thing. Yeah. It goes, he fucked up the arse, licking up another man's cum and a cheese hamper.
Yeah.
And he's doing two of the three, but he's not gay. He's a perfectly straight gentleman. Yeah. Right, next one.
Right, we'll watch First Class. This is another sexy one.
You could just melt some brie like and pretend
I'm
going to
give
cum.
Him a 9 out of 10. Tastes I liked nicer. Him. Donut
First
dish.
Class.
Yeah, so someone's just in a train. They're walking along. What are they going to see when they walk in the
look.
Train?
Fuck.
It's someone getting sucked off on a train, baby.
Now, okay,
Now, I know.
Just pause it. Like, now, he and her wanted to be caught.
I don't know. If you keep on watching, I think she thought he was keeping a lookout.
No, but the thing is his
trousers are so far down.
His pants are around his ankles. If he didn't want to be caught, his dick would be out and his pants would be
here. Yeah, but it'd be to the side like that, like a mouth fork.
Oh, so he was right next to that
door.
We're
on the same level, girl.
A bit of that and a bit of snowballing were there.
Yeah, snowballing first class. Okay, so let's watch her afterwards.
He has a decent set of balls, it looks like.
He's pretending he's... She does not
like that. Like, look how far down they are for so long.
That, look how long it's taken him.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute, just pause it.
This could be in that, so, like Germany.
That rash on his
ass. It looks German, doesn't it?
It looks German. Cargo pants, I find them horny.
I have to say that one time, Merseyrail fined me for putting my feet on the seat. Do you get...
His feet aren't on the seat.
As long as you've not come on the fabric, we're not fining you.
You don't even let your dogs on the seat sometimes.
Well, this is it. They're fucking fine.
But they are in first class, so there must be different rules.
Let's have a look.
Wait, his bare cheeks are on it. Don't I need
he
to take his pants that low?
He looks dead.
Like, he
the
looks
way
really
he's trying
pissed.
To put it away, he's
yeah.
like...
Yeah, I think he's a faker. He's on OnlyFans.
And then the last one, and before we go into the Hall of Filth, is Granny Goes Shopping.
Oh, no, Granny.
She's up to the escalator with a little trolley.
She's at the top. And I imagine that she's going to fall down and...
She's going to get flinged by that trolley.
Whoop.
Oh! Yeah. Straight down.
Why is that on someone's phone? I hope that's not the wank pack.
Yeah. Right, let's watch the Hall of Filth because there's some absolute fucking stuff in here. Mm. So, do you know what I would say is...
These cones actually remind me of Rebecca, your pal. I want to see these little cones flash up. She's got a corn dildo.
She brought it in.
Yeah.
Would you like to see...
Me and you should come on the couch together.
Yeah, we'll get you both on. Have a competition.
Yeah. Bring your best tools.
Bring the iron in.
Bring the iron versus cone.
Let's.
I think
watch.
We go with this.
What's that, ready?
Smeg and Soldiers.
Let's watch Smeg and Soldiers.
I feel ill already.
Yeah, you're going to like Smeg and Soldiers. Okay, yeah, turn the sound down for this because the sound's one of the most irritating things about it. Oh, you go in, Sienna. Ooh. Look, that is a smeggy dick.
Oh my God, I feel
smeggy
ill.
Dick.
I can't even look at that.
Well, just you wait because she's gonna clean that up with her tongue, Sienna Day.
She looks really like she does not want to do that.
No, she does, doesn't she? Like, is there any other way of getting
I
the
have
visa?
Licked a girl out of a yeast infection and it's not nice.
Right.
I'm luckily we're in a pool, so I kept kind of splashing her. But, didn't fucking do a thing. There was three of us, thank God.
Good job you're not gluten-free.
I swear, oh my God.
Oh, look how much she is not about that life.
Oh my God.
It's not great, is it?
Not leaving you on a great tone.
Oh, it's smeggy. So smeggy. Oh.
Do you need the bucket?
Do you need the bucket? We've got a sick bucket over there if you do.
I'm going to need it. This is ill.
Yeah, this is ill.
I've been sick on a guy's cock before when I've had a Red Bull, but I have to swallow it because you can't just spew on someone's dick.
If
this was me and the smegging shoulder, I'd be spewing. He deserves to be sick to him.
If you ever are, oh, wow, you're going to go, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you been sick? No. Okay.
Oh, wrong studio.
I was going to say, we're not...
Right, I'm done with this guy. Get him off. Yeah, he's too filth.
Get him off.
Who found that one? Who's responsible for that?
We got that sent to us. Oh, send a perverse family. It's been a while since we've...
This sounds a bit better.
So perverse family is one that we found on Twitter. And this is basically a family, and I'm going to use that in inverted commas because I don't think they're actually related. I think they all just share a common goal. Fans. But this is basically...
The Addams Family, if anything.
Mate, I think you'll appreciate the production values if you don't appreciate exactly what sort of porn it is they're doing.
Look, just the first shot. I've never noticed this before.
Have you not?
Yeah. Just these guys.
That's the only thing I focus on. That and the need for a roofer.
Oh, yeah, they do need a roofer, yeah.
One complete refurb, renovation.
Oh, you might want your headphones on for this one.
Yeah, you'll need your headphones on.
God, Jesus Christ. Back to front headphones again.
I'll turn it down a bit if you...
Is that a cock in the corner?
Yes, yeah. I'm looking more at the gaping arsehole myself.
Got an eye for the cock. It's a large arsehole, that. Is that Dad?
That's Charlie. Either the servant... And then this is a.
Oh my god, he's like the one off Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
You want some more? Yeah, do ya?
What the fuck has got. Oh my god!
<That's an awful laughs> Legging her.
Oh my god.
Oh, prolapses, dearie.
Ah! The worst one is coming in a minute where you see a head up an arc.
Oh my god! Oh my god! What is this?
This is a perverse family. Oh look, there's a head right up
there. Very shooter, the lot of them. Can we look at put them
can we look
down.
At head in ours again?
Look, that's a head in a bubble.
How? Whose head?
Hers.
Head and shoulders.
Will you give me some head? They got a bit confused.
The worst thing is after that they have to.
She's got no eyes. Yeah. It's a bit much, isn't it?
It's.
Where do you draw
bit.
The line with it? Where do you I mean, draw the line?
I think at the very beginning. Yeah, I think yeah, that's yeah. where the line is drawn. The before the cameras start.
That's got to be special effects. I'm gripping my fanny and ass, thinking, please don't ever get a head up there.
This is it, mate. This is it.
So
the next time you're moaning about there being a bit too much water and it taking too long because yeah. I mean, they've got to get the lighting right, just think you can have a head up an arse. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather have a head up your arse or your looks... head in an arse?
Yeah. I'd rather be the I'd get the head up mine. 100%.
Would you?
I'm not putting my head up where so where shit.
Well, this is it. Yeah, I'd be the same. I mean, I'd actually rather be.
And I've got extensions that have cost a fortune. I've been washing them for weeks. You're fine, you're bald.
Yeah, you're right. That would be my biggest annoyance. Yeah. I have a beard. Imagine that. It'd just be like.
Yeah, you could shave your beard. You'd be aerodynamic like a swimmer.
Oh, win at mustache.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you'd be aerodynamic like a swimmer.
I don't like this family. You need to stick to red tube. Get this off.
Should we do one more before we
the
go?
The dad looked a bit like, what's his name, Liam Neeson at the start.
It was him.
Was it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what happened, taken four.
I have a lot of special skills.
Put my head up someone's ass.
Do people like this then? What's the point? What is this?
Someone must do.
Some weirdo will like it.
Should we close with Maggoty Fanny?
Oh, no, I can't watch that. I can't do that. Not Maggot Fanny.
Maggot Fanny or Maggots?
Yeah, those are your two choices.
I'll put it on then.
Yeah,
okay. I've already got a glimpse. I've got to do a side eye.
I hate Muggins so much.
Reminds me of a couple of exes. Oh my holy shit. Why are you glued to the screen? That's the real question. You're glued. Oh my god, it's every angle.
The fingers of these videos. Well,
I'm a fisherman by trade.
Who? Lock these cunts up. Lock them up.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm more
offended
than this than the child slap. God.
Right.
I do not do these requests on my OnlyFans. Please do not DM me Maggot Fanny.
Well, that's the end. It's the end of the podcast now, but you've very much earned the right to plug stuff the other day because you've been an amazing guest.
Thank you.
What can you plug?
What can't you plug?
Oh, no. Tell me. Let's get something.
It's a new show. Can't plug, won't plug.
fuck is everything? Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
So, OnlyFans.
A day in Siena.
A day in Siena. Instagram.
Yeah. Another day in Siena.
Another day in Siena. Twitter. A third day.
Yeah. A long weekend in Siena.
Right, long weekend in Siena. A day in Siena again. Instagram was, but they kicked me off, so I'd do another day.
Yeah. I bet people Google you, they'll find you, right?
I got kicked off Twitter too because I had my arsehole in my head behind a thong by accident. Then I doxed a guy's number. I didn't realise that was a thing at the time. He deserved it. I'd do it again. And then I also had arsehole out again.
Really?
Yeah, in the thong though, like, isn't that prejudice?
It is.
It's not my fault the arsehole peers out.
Peers?
You can't have an arsehole on Twitter.
Not in your header.
There's fucking loads
you
of
cannot, you, can, you can, but no, not you in can. Your header picture, yeah.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Siena?
Nah, I'd like to.
It's absolutely
Siena
beautiful.
Siena to Siena.
It's beautiful.
There's your 10-year anniversary.
There you go.
Siena in Siena.
900 men in Siena in Siena.
Well, actually, they have a thing in Siena twice a year called Il Palio, which is a horse. They have a one
right,
town
I'm
square.
I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah, we've gone full circle. We've gone boring again now.
I was just about to teach people about the culture of the fantastic medieval village of Siena in Tuscany. But
I don't know. I can't relate that to porn, though. All I heard was horses. I thought, nah, can't go down that route.
Well, no, what they do is they... So basically, Siena is divided into loads of different districts and neighbourhoods. And twice a year, they have one single horse race round the town centre. It takes 15 seconds, right? But what I'm thinking is, for the other two times of the year, maybe each person could nominate a man from the village.
Yes, and you could, they could have 15 seconds in me.
Yeah. And then you could, like, vote for the winner.
Yeah.
10-year anniversary.
Cock riding in Siena and Siena.
Thank you. Perfect.
Like, are you for it?
And then you make them all snowball at the end.
Oh, my God, don't we? It's Bukkake with the lick up.
Imagine being the first one, though. You've got to wait for 900 other people to go.
This is another carbonara sauce.
No maggots or schmeg shoulders invited.
Oh, mate. Phil Chapman, thank you for coming on. What do you want to plug?
Watch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at I am Phil Chapman. Yep. Red Tube, yeah. Leave loads of comments. Join my Fortnite team.
Also, sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. From £3 a month, you get an extra episode and you get access to shitloads more content and specials. And for all your merchandise...
I hope you don't get this content on that folder.
Oh, you get worse. The Patreon's even worse. And for all your merchandise and for tour ticket sales, just head over to deadmentalkpod.com and you can get that all there. Thank you for listening. Go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.